The drug company TAP Pharmaceutical Products agreed to pay the State Department of Justice nearly $800,000 to settle a lawsuit alleging it illegally drove up the market for the cancer drug Lupron. Democratic Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager, who is a cancer survivor, says TAP improperly influenced doctors to prescribe the drug in a variety of ways. For example, it would give doctors free samples and then encourage them to bill government programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The suit is one of several Lautenschlager has filed against other drug companies alleging similar practices.
And the fact that we were able to recover almost $800,000 in one case involving one of the drugs within that case tells you the magnitude of the 37 cases we have pending.
One of the requirements of the settlement was that Lautenschlager's office specify which groups would receive it and why. She named nearly 50, many of which specialize in cancer screening, treatment, and education. Wisconsin Citizen Action is among the groups that will receive $50,000. What bothers GOP Attorney General candidate J.B. Van Hollen is that Citizen Action also has a political arm, which has in the past targeted Republicans.
I think you can move the shells around all you want, but the bottom line is this money is going to help a political action committee further her political interests, and that's a horrible abuse of power, and it's an abuse of the Attorney General's position.
Lautenschlager says it's logical to award Citizen Action because the group's national chapter brought a similar civil suit against drug makers on behalf of patients.
To say that that is a political reason, fine, I guess, from my perception, doing work as Attorney General to lower pharmaceutical drug prices is political, then I'm going to continue doing it.
Lautenschlager says the terms of the settlement require Citizen Action to use the money for distributing information on cancer treatment and health care access, and not for political work. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.